Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been enjoying your deep dragon breaths? Do you have everything you want for our story today? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side and we'll start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you're breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. You feel connected and loved. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. And close your eyes. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Imagine you are a bright, shimmering star. What color are you? Are you a radiant red? A sparkling orange? A golden yellow? A gleaming green? A brilliant blue? A pulsating purple? A cosmic white? Or a shining rainbow star? Feel yourself floating in space. Relax in the safe and supportive hug of the universe. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. The universe surrounds you with loving energy. As your body relaxes, feel your feet and hands warm. The loving energy from the universe gently flows into your body. Enjoy the warmth as the universe fills you with love. Your arms and legs soften as the loving energy fills them. The universe empowers you with even more loving energy, and it gently flows into your tummy. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoy the sensation of warm energy flowing up through your neck and into your head. The energy circles through your body. Your feet, ankles, and legs soften. Feel your back, tummy, and chest warm. Enjoy the sensation as your arms, hands, and shoulders loosen. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And now your neck and head relax. The universe embraces you with a loving hug. You feel strong and your light brightens the darkness. Feel the universe's loving energy flow into your heart. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. You feel safe and secure. As you enjoy the feeling of love, warm your body, the energy begins to overflow, and your star begins to twinkle. Imagine your legs, feet, arms, and hands share your loving light energy with the universe. All around you, notice more stars. You smile at them. Your love beams to the other stars. They twinkle brightly as they receive your loving energy. The stars smile and send you their loving energy, supporting you in return. Warmth, love, and contentment flow through your body and into your heart. You feel safe and strong as you take a deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the warmth, love, and strength from the surrounding stars. Let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your belly in and out. As you breathe, more energy flows through you. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one. Fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the universe, thankful for the peace and strength the universe provides. The universe will share your love with others who need it. Now, let your imaginary star twinkle away from you. The loving energy from the universe continues to flow through your body, and you are cherished. Keep your eyes closed as you take a deep dragon breath in and out. Whenever you need love and support, picture your star and enjoy the love of the universe. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Imagine This. The little kitty purred, happily resting in the cardboard box. Its soft fur tickled Chance, and he giggled. The cardboard box felt curious, wondering where the kids' powerful imaginations would take him today. He heard their laughter grow louder and guessed he would find out soon. "Ready for the continuing adventures of the changing cardboard box?" the boy asked his sister. "I'm ready if you are," she said. "You get to use your idea first, since I went first last time." The box thought that was pretty nice and wondered what the boy's idea was. "Okay," the boy said. "Hop on board the express train." "Where are we going?" the little girl asked. "You'll see," the boy replied. With that, the boy and girl hopped into the box. Chance did his best train impersonation as they rolled out of the station. The carpet around him slowly faded away, and Chance could see train tracks lying in front. He heard chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-choo-choo and felt the breeze flowing by. Wherever they were headed would be magical. The cardboard box knew that much. Chance was chugging along his track when the magical door appeared in front of him, just as it had before. "There it is!" the little girl exclaimed. "I told you we'd find it again," the boy replied. "I wonder what we'll see this time," the little girl said. Chance wondered too as he rolled through the door. He looked at the tracks ahead of him and saw they were winding through the mountains. The cardboard box enjoyed the cool wind and the giggles of the children as they went up and down, following the curves of the mountains. Then, up ahead, Chance noticed a dark tunnel. The cardboard box wondered how long the tunnel was, since he felt a little afraid of the dark. As he entered, he blew his whistle, and it echoed in the darkness. Then a light shone out. The little girl had imagined him a headlight. Now he could see a little better. Chance wondered if the little girl was a little scared of the dark, too. The cardboard box noticed a light in the distance. It grew bigger and bigger, and Chance chugged forward. "It's the end of the tunnel," the little girl shouted. Chance could see the sunlight streaming in. The view was magnificent as he emerged from the dark tunnel. White-capped mountains stood proudly on all sides. The cardboard box train chugged up a very steep hill. He chugged along slower and slower. "I think we're going to get stuck," the little girl said. "We're definitely slowing down," the boy replied. Then Chance felt his engine stop, and there they were on top of the mountain. What would they do now? "Well, it's a good thing we can rest in this castle until our train is ready to go again," the little girl said. And the cardboard box realized that he had changed into a great stone castle perched on the edge of the mountain. The cardboard box felt stronger than he ever had before, and he had carried lots of heavy cargo. The boy and girl explored the castle, finding winding passages, treasures, and a cozy lair filled with gold. They wondered if a dragon lived in their castle and hurried away. The boy pointed out another winding staircase leading up. "Maybe we can see everything from up there." So up, up, up they climbed, and they could see everything. They saw the mountains and streams splashing down as waterfalls into the green valley below. The little girl tugged her brother's shirt and pointed at something red and green in the valley. "Look, do you see the dragon?" The dragon looked up at the castle on the side of the mountain, wondering if anyone had ever visited the cold stone walls. Then the dragon continued gathering the colorful flowers of the valley. "I wonder if we can get any closer," the little boy said, and looked around the tower. Behind him, he saw a basket. Chance began to feel light and airy. "Look," he said, pointing at the cardboard box, "a hot air balloon." Chance had transformed again. The two kids hopped in, and the colorful balloon filled. Up, up, up they went. The red, yellow, and blue balloon gently sailed across the sky. As they floated, the little girl looked out and saw the door appear once again. It was time to go home. This time, the door opened on its own, and Chance, the cardboard hot air balloon, sailed through it. The bright blue sky faded away. The carpet returned, and they were back sitting on the floor in the family room once again. The cardboard box yawned as the two kids stepped out. What an adventure! The kitty had been waiting for their return and hopped right in, purring loudly. It was time for another nap. Chance smiled and relaxed, enjoying the solid feel of the floor beneath him. Chance thought of all he had to be grateful for. The box was grateful for the welcome of the little kitty. He was thankful to be a part of the incredible world that the kids had created. Most of all, Chance was happy to be a part of such a caring home at the end of each adventure. The cardboard box hugged the little kitty tight, wishing everyone happiness. As Chance relaxed, he took a deep dragon breath in and out. The cardboard box settled into the carpet. Chance took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. The cardboard box drifted off to sleep, wondering where the kids would take him next. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.